So hey there friends, and welcome to this episode of Self Kind with me, Erica Webb. Today I am responding to a question which I love and I am so grateful for. I am going to be sharing with you some things that you can do if you only have 15 minutes and you want to dedicate them to some kind of self-care activity. Hi, and welcome to Self Kind with me, Erica Webb. This is a podcast about what it means to be, live, and move through a lens of self-kindness. We'll look at the ways self-kindness can underpin our practices in movement, mindfulness, and mindset to support us to be and do the things we so desire in the world. I'm thrilled you're here. Let's get into the show. So 15 things that you can do for self-care in 15 minutes or less. Now, I came up with this list very quickly, so there are far more than 15 things that you can do in less than 15 minutes. But I thought that this could be a helpful list, and this is prompted by a question. So thank you very much to the person who responded to my little call out on Instagram for some questions and some inspiration for future episodes. I think this is a really good one because sometimes we feel like 15 minutes isn't long enough to do anything. And so we'll kind of just let that time get absorbed into something that doesn't seem to matter to us as much. Now, this isn't to say that every spare 15 minutes we have has to be crammed full of self-care, but if you're looking to kind of engage in something self-caring and you're like, oh, but I don't have very long, this list might prove to be useful. So before we get into the actual list, what I want to start with is that even if you've only got a short amount of time, I think it's always very valuable to do what I call like a little soma check-in first, or a little soma scan first, to check in and notice, well, what would actually feel supportive to me right now based on how I feel? Because there are going to be times where something somewhat more energetic is going to feel like it's the supportive choice, and other times where just like lying on the floor is going to feel like the most supportive thing. Likewise, calling a friend might feel like the most supportive thing, or it might feel like it's not going to hit the mark. And so checking in with yourself first and noticing and kind of asking that question of like, what would feel supportive here? And then choosing based on that. So the first one, mindful movement. You knew it was going to be first. Mindful movement really is just mindfully moving the body. Now you could do this guided, right? You could pull a video off YouTube. If you're a member of my Self-Kind Hub, you could go into the, you know, movement snack section where there's lots of videos that are, you know, 15 minutes or less. But it's an opportunity to connect with your body and to nurture and nourish it through mindful movement. So that's number one. Number two is still movement, but some kind of walking, kind of, you know, it doesn't have to be energetic, but some other kind of movement break. So perhaps walking around the perimeter of your home, if you've got like a yard around it, walking just around your yard, maybe even feet off in the grass, or mindfully walking around your home, just allowing your body to move and allowing yourself to be present with your footsteps. So that's the second one. Number three is to sit and just get quiet. Some people would call this meditating, absolutely, and you could formally meditate if you wanted to, but you might just choose to sit with yourself as well. You could do it with your eyes closed, you could do it with your eyes open, really just allowing yourself to be quiet and to be present to yourself. This can be a tricky one because there's no real doing, but sometimes just that simple act of solitude and pause can be incredibly cup filling. So that's number three. Number four, make yourself a cup of tea or a coffee or your drink of choice and do the making mindfully, right? So filling the kettle, filling the coffee pot, paying attention to what you're doing, waiting for it to brew while you, you know, just pause and be present with that. Pouring it mindfully, sitting with it mindfully, sipping it mindfully, and just being present to that experience. There is something about simply paying attention to what we're doing that is deeply nurturing, regardless of what the activity is. So you could, you know, swap that out for do the dishes, but pay attention. Sometimes the dishes doesn't have quite the same self-care kind of vibe though. So I think making a cup of tea or, you know, even your lunch, the lunch eating can become a self-care activity as well. Paying attention to the fact that you are nourishing and nurturing yourself in that moment. Number five, next couple are breathing practices. And these absolutely don't have to take 15 minutes at all. So this might be just a few minutes. The first one, so number five, is equal breathing. So seeing if we can get our inhalations and our exhalations to be roughly equal length. And I find that somewhere between three and five, a count of three and five, tends to be kind of the sweet spot where we're breathing in as we count up to three, four, or five. And then breathing out as we count to the same number. So we're just matching the length of our inhale and exhale. Now, you want it to be a comfortable breath, but you can certainly kind of lengthen it a little bit within a range that feels doable for you. And the counting itself can become a very mindful pursuit and allow you to just be present to that one thing, right? Your breath. But because we're also affecting our physiology by impacting our breath, that can have a very real impact on how you feel. And so pay attention, notice, okay, before I did this practice, how did I feel? How did I feel during? And then how did I feel after? Number six is another breathing practice, but this time focusing on lengthening the exhalation. So where before we were, say, doing five in, five out, now we'd be doing four counts in, and maybe like six or eight counts out, depending on what is available to you. So the general consensus is that for an extended exhalation breath, you would be doing sort of twice as long exhalation as you would be inhalation. Sometimes though, if this is, you know, if you're just sort of getting started with that, that can feel like too much, right? It's just too hard. And so, you know, extending it just by a little bit can be a really great place to begin. And so you might sit there for, you know, maybe you set your timer for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes and you count as you breathe into four and out to six or eight. And again, notice how you feel before, notice how you feel during, and notice how you feel after. That extended exhalation helps to kind of impact the nervous system and kind of take us into more of a parasympathetic state where we might feel more calm and a little bit less kind of fight and flighty. So that is number six. Number seven, put on a song and dance. It's probably not going to take 15 minutes, but you could do three songs. That might get you closer, or five songs, depending on the length of the tune. But putting on a song and dancing, you are getting all the goodness from that. Joy, right? This one has got a lot to do with joy, but you also get the movement. You also get the kind of input into your system of the music and the pleasure of that. And so, you know, it might seem like an odd idea to think that just putting on a song and dancing is self-care, but it 100% is. And again, notice how you feel before, notice how you feel during, and notice how you feel after. You do not have to dance well. You do not have to dance with anything that anyone would recognize as dance moves. You can just move your body. That might be just simply, you know, swaying on the spot. It might be jumping up and down. It might be revisiting, you know, some style from your youth, or it might have absolutely nothing to define it as dance. It doesn't matter. Simply putting on that music, dancing, you know, kind of almost just allowing it to be an intuitive process. And that is deep self-care. Number eight, very related to number seven, and perhaps you could even do it at the same time, sing. I have never had a very good singing voice, but there is so much to be gained from singing. And so we talked before, number six was this extended exhalation, and that happens quite naturally when we sing. And so you might sing your favorite song as you dance. You might sing your favorite song just while you sit and listen. You might make up a tune and just sing about what you're doing. I do that one a lot. But singing can help us to support the vagus nerve as well, which is really important in terms of our nervous system and our state. And it can act as a beautiful kind of release for tension as well, because you're using your voice, you're expressing, you're kind of taking what's inside and sending it out. So singing is a beautiful one. Number 9, call a friend. And hopefully they are the kind of friend who picks up the phone, because we all know that plenty of us much prefer to text. But there is nothing to be matched, right, by hearing a friend's voice. So pick up the phone and call a friend if that is an option that feels supportive. It doesn't have to be for any particular reason, right? You might call a friend and just say, hey, I would love to just chat for 5 minutes. I would love to hear your voice. Perhaps you say, hey, do you have some time? I've just had, you know, this thing happening and I'd love to just process it out loud if you've got the time to hold space. So calling a friend can be something that can happen in, you know, a short amount of time, but make a huge amount of difference. Number 10, go jump in a shower. Water has this way of resetting us. Have you ever stepped out of a shower and been like, well, that was a bad idea? The only time that maybe ever happens is if I accidentally wash my hair and then realize I have to somehow get it dry before I go out. But showers, right? Jump in the shower. It doesn't have to be a 15-minute shower, because that might be a little long, but you could absolutely have a shower, treat it as a reset, get dressed mindfully, choose something that brings you joy, something that makes you feel cozy and shower. Beautiful one. Number 11, read something. I love reading. I absolutely love reading. And sometimes we might think that we have to read a certain amount for it to be worth it or for it to count. Like we have to somehow get through a whole chapter, or we have to get through a number of chapters or a number of pages. I'm reading a book at the moment where the chapters are just so long. And it's not my preference. I like short chapters so that I can kind of get that feeling of like, okay, well, once I get to here, then I can put my bookmark in and, move on to something else. But with these long chapters, I'm kind of looking for a little break so that I know that I can finish in a reasonable amount of time. But these ideas of like how far into something we have to get for it to count or for it to be helpful or to be supportive or for us to get joy out of it, they're arbitrary, right? So you can pick up a book and you can read a page. You can pick up a book and you can read a blurb. You can pick up something that you've read before and just open to a random page and read a passage. I love doing that. There's a few books that I'm like, there's something in here for me today, and where am I going to find it, right? And just randomly opening the book. I've lost my copy of Big Magic. I don't know where it is, but that's one of those books that I did that with a little bit. There's a few, actually, all of the books that are coming to mind that I did have done that with before are somehow missing from my bookshelf. So if you're listening to this and you have my copy, let me know. Number 12, listen to nature outside, right? Like go and sit on your porch, go and sit on your deck, go and sit by the window and just listen to what you can hear. And recognize that, you know, we're part of nature too. So it might be that you hear voices, you hear vehicles, you hear, you know, the movement of life around you. Perhaps there's birds, perhaps there's wind in the trees. I love this practice because it encourages us to listen without necessarily needing to interpret or make stories or do anything with the listening, but to just be like, huh, there you go. This is what I can hear. And so it's an act of presence. And in fact, as I kind of, I'm just going to pause at 12, as I kind of consider all of the things that we've talked about so far, all 12 of those, the common denominator is presence. The common denominator is being in the thing that we're doing. And I think that that possibly is, you know, the quote unquote secret to self-care, is to allow ourselves the time to be present to whatever it is that we're doing. And to do so in a way that honors how we feel. So that we're not pushing against or, ignoring or dismissing what is there for us, but allowing ourselves to choose in the direction of support and then to be present to the thing that we've chosen. So number 13 Number 12 was listen to nature. Number 12 was go outside and listen to nature, or maybe listen to nature from inside. 13 is to go outside and look, right? So to go outside and look for some of those like small things that are actually the big things. Where are the insects? Where are the beautiful flowers? Where are the colors in the leaves on the trees that are this beautiful combination of green and yellow and something else? Where's the texture on the bark? Where's the individual blades of grass? Truly just allowing yourself to be visually present to the things that are around you. And again, noticing that perhaps you can be present to the joy that some of those things bring, that you can be present just to the noticing of those things, and maybe even present to judgments that pop up. You know, I know if I went into my backyard right now, I'd also have the thoughts of like, oh, I should probably get rid of the cobwebs around the windows and pick up the dog droppings in the backyard. And that's fine. Like, we might have those thoughts as well, but to just notice that we can be present to what we can see and not get carried off with the judgments or get carried off with the shoulds, but just to be like, huh, that's interesting. You know, there's some things to do out here, but right now I'm being present to what I can see. So using our senses. Number 14, a little bit of self-massage. So, you know, it might be putting your hands to your face, you know, kind of massaging your own shoulders and arms, massaging your own legs. There doesn't necessarily have to be a whole lot of technique to that, although there are certainly places where you can learn that. Again, if you're a member of the Self-Kind Hub, there's a video in there that my friend Laurie Curran, who is a massage therapist, did for us around self-massage. So you could, you know, dip into that. But again, it doesn't have to be super complex. You could just do that in a really simple way of noticing like, okay, how can I use my own hands here to create this sense of support and touch and inviting that tension to melt a little and to soften. And then number 15, water your houseplants. Or do something in that vein. So if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see that behind me I've got a bunch of plants, and I'm trying to create a little bit of an inside jungle in my house, and it's kind of going to plan. We've got a lot of plants, but it's also some work, right? Like they require some work. But as I was thinking about this list, I thought, you know, the reason that the plants are in the house is because they bring me a whole lot of joy. They make me smile, and I really love them. And there's definitely a part of me that is also like, but they require some effort. You know, they require some work. It's another thing for me to have to do to make sure that there's no bugs on them and that they have water and that they're getting the sunlight that they need. But looked at from a different angle, I can see those things as acts of self-care because of the joy and because of the pleasure that having those things in my, you know, world, in my home, bring me. And so tending to them is an act of self-care because it allows me to have the things around me that bring me joy. And so again, another mindful activity to walk around and water those plants. Or perhaps for you, it's going out into the garden and lovingly weeding the garden or dusting something or putting things away that make you feel more comfortable in your space. I thought about number 15 for a while because there's a part of me that doesn't want to reframe like house chores as self-care, but I also think that there's no denying that sometimes they are, but we have to be skilled and curious about differentiating. When am I falling into a belief system that kind of says in order to be worthy or earn my self-care or earn my rest, everything around me has to be spotless versus tending to this actually feels like nurture because I'm creating an environment that allows me to feel joy and peace and comfort and home. And so there is a line there that we want to be curious about, like everything, right? It's the same with movement. It's the same with exercise. It's the same with so many things. But, you know, doing these things can absolutely be acts of self-care, but we have to be willing to be honest with ourselves about whether it is filling that need or something else. So that's the list of 15. I hope that in that list there was something that you're like, oh, I haven't tried that before, or oh, I forgot about that, I'm going to give that a go. Some of them you could do for 15 minutes. Some of them will literally take you like, you know, 1/15th of that amount of time. And that's hopefully the takeaway with this episode, is that 15 minutes is enough time to do something to tend to yourself and to tend to your needs. I've talked before about this notion of like being self-caring rather than just doing self-care. And I think having this list and going through this list really speaks to that, because if we are being self-caring, then we're asking that question, well, what is it that I need? What would be supportive? And taking opportunities to do that for ourselves or to seek that out when they are available to us. And that doesn't require hours and hours of our time set aside, you know, every day in order to tend to our needs. It happens in the small moments. It happens in the 15-minute blocks. It happens in the 15-second check-ins that we do to be like, how actually am I? So let me know, which one of those 15 are you going to give, you know, which one are you going to give some airtime? Which one are you going to try? And what would you add? I went through that list real fast when I was writing it down, and I think I probably could have done another 15 really easily. What would you add? What are your favorite things that you can do in 15 minutes? I'd love to hear from you. Next week, I'm going to be answering another question, which I'm stoked about. And then the week after, we have a guest episode coming up, and I'm really looking forward to sharing that one with you. So until then, keep being kind to yourselves, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Self Kind. If you loved it, why not share it? And while you're there, take the time to subscribe, rate, and review the show. I'd love you to come hang out with me more too. You'll find me over on Instagram at ericaweb_selfkind. And you can sign up for my e-newsletter by heading to my website, ericaweb.com.au. While you're there, you can also read up more about the Self Kind Hub and other ways of working with me. Until next time, keep being kind to yourself. Bye.